we first come here, my wife had come out of cotton fields. She wanted to plant a little cotton.
Yeah.
Planted out here in the backyard. And every morning I went and fed the chickens with a gallon bucket.
Yeah.
I come through the cotton patch and filled it full of cotton and a gallon bucket. Big cotton. She laughed about it for years. Yeah, but that's all we ever did plant was that one little place.
Yeah, to weed it with a hoe, you would, what would you say? If you
We go hoeing the cotton, you know.
Yeah.
Then we had a, lots of people had what they call a cotton scrape.
Yeah.
They would, I got one of them out there now. It's an antique.
Uh-huh.
And it just shaves the ground right along by the side of the cotton, but it's not nothing like you see nowadays. It's so old and it's like it's just out of date, but it's cute to work with. It just shaves the ground off, runs right under the edge of the ground about that deep. Shades it off, just drops it right back over.
What do you call those things that would grow there on top, and you know, undesired, not stuff that you wouldn't want in the rows?
Well, there's all kind of weeds and grass that'll grow.
Yeah.
You know, to bother you. But water grass is the worst thing we used to have.
Water grass?
Yeah. And then they come a crowfoot grass here, and then they come a water grass and crowfoot and crabgrass. Damn, that stuff can eat you up.
Crabgrass?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of it.
Eat you up? How's that?
Oh, it'll just come up so thick that nothing can grow in it, and nothing in the world. It's about a millions. But now we've got a spray nowadays that we use, you know, keeps all that kind of grass down in the drill.
Yeah.
And you naturally kill it in the middle of the cultivator seat.
I see.
Some people sprays all their land, but I never would spray nothing but the drill. I was the first man to ever use it in this country. And not many of them use it now.
What kind of fences would you have around the yard or garden? Did you ever have, like, different words for different fences?
Well, around the yard when I was a kid, it was called a picket fence.
Uh-huh.
No slats about, there were 3 inches apart, nailed up about 4 foot high, sharpened on the top end like that.
Right. Why generally?
Well, it could be any kind. Some people, poor people, split them out of timber. The pickets, you know, made their picket. But others would go to the sawmill and get them and then cut them in the right length they want them and sharpen them. And the first thing we had was split out of timber. Then later along we got some lumber and made it over. And that lasted a good many years because that was good hard timber at that day and time,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
and then the type of fence you'd have around a pasture would be a.
Well, we had a, most of us used woven wire. You see, what you might call it a net fence or something like that, but it was a woven wire. Or 6-inch stays or 12-inch stays. If you're going to have just cattle, you use 12-inch stays, and if it was going to be a hog pitch, you use 6-inch stays. See, that's a little stay that runs down it like this, left it 6 inches apart. Cattle, you used a 12-inch stay, was cheaper.
Yeah.
See, or sheep.
This is a wire-type fence?
Yes.
And you call it a woven wire fence?
Yes.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a barbed wire fence?
Well, now, I was going to get to that later along. It come out this barbed wire, and people got to using that 3 and 4 strands, and I asked them to put it 10 or 12 strands, and all like that, but all we got now, or so we use now, is barbed wire.
Yeah, but a woven wire fence is how many strands?
Oh, it can be 48 inches high, you know, or 60 inches high, whatever you want, and the strands are either 6 inches apart, running up and down, and six, they come from, start off about 2 inches at the bottom, 2 1/4, 2 1/2, 3 and 3 this wide, running like that.
Where the hogs couldn't.
Well, the hogs can't go through it, see.
Yeah, and if they wanted to go on the ground, they couldn't.
Well, it's hard for them too, but they could go under
it. To root under it?
Once you learn how, you better get rid of it. Learn to train the rest of them.